Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame.
Wow, that one was timed pretty good. Praise God. Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father. We thank you for every bite of food, every drink of water. We pray that you will take the evil graphene oxide and all the other spike proteins and creepy weirdness that the devil has been inserting into our food, our air, our water supplies, just purify in the name of Jesus, because to the pure, all things are pure. Titus 1:15, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Here we are. It looks like things are starting to heat up. I have been saying on a pretty regular basis that I've been feeling kind of weird getting on the radio and just talking about whatever. Now, there are things that I have been thinking about that I will be talking about, like I'll be doing some specials on Planet X eventually. I'll be doing a special on the David Doetry vision and the spaceship that's involved there. I'm going to be throwing in some scriptures to give people some anchors to understand where the sliding arrow is on the graph that shows where we are in the biblical end times timeline. But the thing that's interesting is it's not logarithmic and speed of acceleration. It's more of a It's more logarithmic because in the sense that once it gets really rolling and now we got like, what, three carrier task forces that are on their way over to Iran. Yemen has declared war against the United States. You know, we're not just talking about back and forth and back and forth. No, they declared war. It's very official. Yemen has also been pummeling Israel with all sorts of missiles. Don't know exactly what's what. They were also attacking, I think it was a Truman or something, one of the carriers, multiple times, so much so that it pulled out of the way. And it must have been pretty serious because they would give no indication whatsoever about, they just brushed people off. If somebody asked them about, well, what were the damages? It was just like, you know, we have no further comment on the issue. Thank you for, you know, off we go. And so they don't want folks know, and that means that there's some pretty good damage. So it's a full deal. I just spoke to one of the listeners of the program who's based and actually living over in Qatar. And he's going like, well, I guess I won't be flying out anytime soon with the missile warnings. And they've got to have all kinds of no-fly zones up there right now. Netanyahu's already announced, you know, don't get me wrong, there, the people in Israel, a lot of them of which are not, you know, from the Khazarian Chabad Lubavitch group. They, you know, but anyway, the point being that there's a lot of people over there that are exceedingly unhappy about the dynamics that are taking place at the government level, you know, especially if it's, if it has anything to do with a complete and comprehensive release of any of the so-called hostages. So anyway, on that note, I, you know, the whole thing's creepy. It's a false flag to start with. It's still a false flag. It's being milked every bit as much as 9/11 was for us. And it's just unbelievable, you know, how these entities can get away with doing these things over and over and over again, and everybody just kind of sits there and goes, pass the, you know, mashed potatoes kind of thing. So, you know, and I understand if somebody says to you, well, you should be out doing something, how it feels to just want to look right at them and say, excuse me, you know, you're just talking on a microphone, so you're not exactly doing all that much either. Why don't you go get yourself a big old caveman club and go down there and smack some heads around? But, you know, maybe they're a Christian. Maybe they're not going to do that. A proper proper Christian, I should say. So few of those. So anyway, praise God. So yes, the situation has escalated over there, and we're watching. You know, I decided to go ahead and do this program because it's a watch thing. Now, you know, I could say things, you know, and I will. I'll cherry pick through this list of stuff I tossed over into the radio show email. Okay, but at the end of the day, it's pretty much been captured essentially by my introduction, and that is, you know, all eyes on the Middle East, all eyes on the pride and the narcissism and the satanic loyalty to the whole Middle Eastern mess. I'll just leave it at that. And by now, if you're not aware of that, then I'm sorry, but you're pretty far behind, and I'm not going back there. All right, so you'll have to look it up yourself. Praise God. But anyway, so there's a noteworthy list of different things. Most of the information in the headlines are saying things like, the White House press secretary says that all hell will soon break loose. So they got that. It's the same thing. It's a show. It's the same. At least we're looking at people that we would like to believe, because they at least they look a little human, but they're still spewing lies. And it's all completely, choreographed. And it's really annoying, really. I mean, really, when it comes right down to it, it's good that it's annoying. It's good that it's frustrating, because if it wasn't, that would mean that things were like somewhat normal, which would be bad, because that would indicate that we might be stuck here for a while, and we might as well go and buy grave plots. But as we have been hanging in there, you know, gritting our teeth over the last couple of years, the paint started to dry more and more. I'm not saying the paint's completely dry. I don't know if they're going to play a game where, the Houthis at the last minute, or they go, well, we decided we're not going to launch any more missiles. We're going to do this instead. And, you know, just enough to give Trump a little bit of wiggle room and pretend like he's not about World War III, which would be a lie anyways, because he definitely is. Any of the Satanists that are out there, I don't care what version they're of Satanism. I don't care if it's the regular Masons. I don't care if it's the Scottish Rite. I don't care if it's the Rosicrucians. I don't care who it is. Order of the Golden Dawn. At the end of the day, their whole agenda is pretty much synchronized right now. And if you're at any level at all high enough, which you ought to be, or else you don't have any idea what I'm talking around. You're driving around in a little car going beep, beep, beep with a fez on, and you're like chicken wings and whatever. That is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people that understand the end game, that understand that they need to set up the temple, they need to play the game, that they're set up the whole thing's about the rise of the Antichrist. And how sad it is for the Christians out there that actually don't know that part. That's just unbelievable. I mean, that's just like, of all the things you're not going to know, that you want to know. All right, praise God. So I think it's very important. I don't even know if I'm going to go a whole hour on this program. I don't know. I thought about some things, combining some things, but I really just want to get out the big stuff that's associated with where we are at this moment in time. So I kind of highlighted them. Again, three task forces. Now you have to understand, a carrier, it usually has about, one, two, three. There's usually about five ships that are around a carrier. And the five ships are usually a couple of fast frigates, a couple of destroyers. They used to have cruisers, which had some pretty big guns and missiles on them like I was on, but they don't do the cruiser thing anymore. They do have Aegis-class ships, which are, whatever. They're special combatant ships that are laden with electronic warfare stuff, and some pretty impressive missile systems. But the point is, as a general rule, it's usually just a couple of fast frigates and a couple of destroyers encircling, if you will, a carrier. And they travel together in a little group, and they can see one another and wave, and do their little Morse code things with the flashing lights on the side and everything, whatever. Why they're still doing that stuff, Only, I mean, they're still zigzagging, folks, okay? They still zigzag to avoid torpedoes, and it's like the 21st century, so, you know, it's like a blast from the past. So anyway, so I'll just go ahead and buzz over the top, you know, just kind of push through, like they say in the UK, over the top of these headlines. They're all essentially related to the dynamics that we're in right now. But the big stuff is what's the most important. The carrier task force is heading over there. The Yemenis declaring official war against the United States. Now, I'm telling you that the Iranians are none too pleased about this. Putin's calling up. He's like, come on, you got to knock it off. You got Lavrov out there going, you know, telling Trump essentially, you know, and the world and the United Nations, you know, they need to knock it off. They were coming right out and telling Trump, you know, don't be attacking, the Yemenis. Leave the Houthis alone. That was Putin telling them to do it. Okay, so, you know, he's trying to win brownie points with Putin. So I don't even think he really has any intention of making friends with Putin, to tell you the truth. I think it's all a ploy, it's a lie, and they're going to go ahead and start up the rest of the war dynamics and stuff and really set the Middle East on fire, and they're just going to go ahead and keep on throwing stuff clandestinely into the Ukraine enough to keep it alive and annoying Putin, and eventually he's going to figure it out. He's going to know he's being played by Trump. You mark my words, Trump is probably playing him like a bad game of checkers. And that, by the way, is an incredibly tactically stupid move on his part if he's actually doing that. Hopefully he's not that way. Okay. Although I think pretty much anybody who's really gotten to know who we're really dealing with and has seen the Epstein information, has seen the people's testimonies that are leaking out of the federal courts, know that we're not dealing with who we thought we were. But that's a whole other story. All right. Supreme Leader of Yemen has declared that from now on, all American ships will be banned from entering the Red Sea. So that was released like super early this morning. That was my intro to the other. Everything is on fire over there, folks. There were proclamations made by Yemen that they're going to take out every single American military site in the region. You know, once all this stuff gets going, you think Iran is just going to sit there and scratch their head?
Yeah, I don't know what I should do. Well, I'm not sure I want to launch this meeting. We better check with the Imam Mahdi,
who hasn't arrived yet. Supposed to come from outer space, by the way. I don't know. You know, the threats are huge. The airspace is definitely, I mean, there's no open travel and stuff. I mean, it's serious. These events qualify this as the beginning of World War III. As a matter of fact, just to pass a little bit of time away, because it's so incredibly relevant, let me see if I can find here without having to hunt through a 1,000 messages. All right, it shouldn't be in this particular file, but finding it, boy, wouldn't it be great if I was smart enough to have actually put it, the name of it, in the I'm looking, Preachers and Quotes, Day of the Lord, Movies, Prophecy Recaps, Seals, Nostradamus, Sister Barbara, David Doetry. Now that's important. Sorry, Park, we're going to cover that on a show in the near future. But no, unfortunately, I'm going to have to move very quickly, shrink it down, because it's a Word doc and it's got over 1,000 pages. But what I really need to do is spot, just moving very quickly through it, I got a spot where I injected the Albert Pike, which is, you know, the great grand poobah of the organization, the Scottish Rite organization that Donald Trump is a high-level member of. I think that one woman called him a magician, whatever level that is. All right, so I'm kind of scrolling down here quickly. I'm passing by the Cérémonie stuff. And what I'm really trying to find, oh, there's the articles about them running the F-35s in to test the Iranian Russian radar systems. Come on, where is that letter? It should stand out like a sore thumb. I know I got it nearby. Wait a minute. No. Should be any second now. It should be popping right up. Where is it? Dagnabbit. How far did I put it? No way. All the way down. Is it at the beginning? Wow. I'm hoping that it's not, but I'm gonna assume that maybe it is, that it's way down there. I'll be doggone. There it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let me go ahead and scroll in on this because this is important and it's exceedingly relevant to what we're talking about. In 1871, and if you know this story already, then just shh, be quiet. Eat your, bruschetta, you know, with feta cheese, fresh basil, and all those things I can't have. All right. Illuminati planned for 3 world wars, but it was written in 1871 by the creator of the Scottish Rite. So he's a comrade in arms with Donald Trump. But anyway, he wrote this letter in 1871 to a fellow by the name of Giuseppe Mazzini, and it was on display in a United Kingdom museum for a very long time, even so long that Bill Cooper himself had flown over to the UK because he wanted to set his eyes on the actual letter. Well, he did. He told everybody that he saw it, but then they later caught on and they were like, hey, too many people know about this letter. We got to get this out of here. So now it's not there anymore. I don't care. I know it's legit. So anyway, he says, and I'll just go ahead and read you the whole thing, but we're going to lean hard on a third world war because that's coming right up. Okay, he goes on, he says, the following is a letter that speculation claimed that Albert Pike wrote to Giuseppe Mazzini. It's not speculation. It was on, I'm telling you, Cooper saw it. And he told everybody on his show in the 90s he saw it. Regarding the conspiracy involving the three world wars that were planned in an attempt to take over the world. Now, of course, it seems like this is an unbeliever. He should be using the word Satan by now. All right, so anyway, it goes on. The Pike letter to Giuseppe Mazzini was on display in the British Museum Library in London until 1977. This letter had been claimed by many internet sites to reside in the British Library in London, which they deny now that the letter exists. Oh, no. You know, they're like Senator Graham. Oh, no, I wasn't voting for that. No, and then you play the video and it's like, wait a minute, does he like have multiple personality disorder or what? Giuseppe Mazzini was an Italian revolutionary leader in the mid-1800s as well as the director of the Illuminati, located over in Europe. Albert Pike, historical Masonic figure, was a 33rd degree Freemason occultist, grandmaster, and creator of the southern jurisdiction of the Masonic Scottish Rite Order. He actually created it. He also wrote of Morals and Dogma, which is their own personal Bible that none of them read until they start getting up into the higher levels, where Albert actually says, I worship Lucifer. I've seen it. Okay, so he talks about the First World War. And I remember when I first read this, I was thinking to myself, what's a guy that's living in 1871 writing about 3 world wars 100 years in the future? What's the point? And then it hit me. He was writing this for his God, Satan. And then all the motivation in the world was so obvious. The First World War, I quote, must be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati to overflow the powers of the czars in Russia and making the country a fortress of atheistic communism. And it goes on and basically says that empires and blah, this and the other thing. Same thing with the Second World War, except it says that it's going to be a combat between the political Zionists. We know who they are, right? And the fascist. Oh, we know who they are too. So right there, that way, and it throws in, you know, the Christendom being involved to some extent or another. But where it really gets interesting is the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur, the members of the Illuminati, between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world, between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. Oh my goodness, this is reading like a newspaper. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, manually destroy each other. The state of Israel hadn't even been created when this was written. I think it's embellished a little bit for the reader's sake. Or was this guy, you know, in on the big secret? Probably so, especially if he's talking to Lucifer in person. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on the issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, economic exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilist and the atheist, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all of its honor will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. Sounds pretty bad. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity whose deistic spirits will be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration. So its implication is that these are half-baked. I'm not going to name any denominations, but I can think of a handful of denominations right now that'll fall for this hook, line, and sinker. It goes on to say, we'll receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into the public view. The manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will flow from the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. You know, that sounds suspiciously like that, you know, 1953 Alice Bailey Lucis Trust. I don't know what you want to call it. The paragraph that she wrote in that book that we have played on prior programs. But anyway, very interesting to take note that that is happening as we speak. Next one up. Supreme leader of Yemen has declared that from now on, all American ships are already covered. That next one up. Jews introduced legislation to throw Christians into prison for up to 2 years for even mentioning the name Jesus or Yeshua. I sent that video, by the way, live from an Israel television news outlet, you know, like ABC channel or whatever they call it. Anyway, it was a TV station over in Israel. And it's, you know, it's, I send it over there to one of the places that I see it into, you know, because they're saving souls by talking about Jesus in the streets. All right. So anyway, Jews introduced legislation. So there, I just covered that. Threatening. Okay. No, wait, I'm sorry. The next one up is Thailand's stock market is crashing and no one can stop it. And they're not the only one, by the way. We've already lost $1 trillion in our stock market, and they're claiming that it's going to go even further down the tubes. And Trump is not apologetic. As in fact, there are some, you know, wizards of the financial world that have come forward and said that if it wasn't for Trump doing what he's doing, which is intentionally crashing the United States financial system, we would not be able to build back better and create a whatever it is he's planning on creating, which I think we already have a pretty good idea, really, with CBDCs equating over to Bitcoin and other, you know, crypto systems, and also digital IDs having to do with voting and getting in and out of the border. It all lines up so perfectly. It's like watching a, you know, I don't know, like a really crummy opera. over and over again. Russia tells Rubio to stop attacking Yemen. So Russia and the United States leaderships and representatives are going back and forth at each other, back and forth. Stop attacking Yemen. Blah, 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 blah. That, the blah, blah's us. the Babylon the Great, of course. Russia claims to have 30 NATO officers in its encirclement. Oh, they're talking about the Kursk escape, because 1,380 officers were captured in Kursk, and they were captured with intelligence feeds, which would have been a violation of the agreements that were spoken verbally between Putin and Trump, or at least from Putin. Breaking, the United States just bombed the control tower of the detained Israeli ship Galaxy Leader in Yemen. Oh, I remember. That's right. Because, okay, there was a skirmish going on between Yemen and the ship, and there was a reason for it. It was a strategic, but I don't want to take the time to get into it. It really isn't that interesting of a story. Even after I read it, I was like, oh, whatever. But it was in the list. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Next one up, Ann Coulter. Why did we have to do this? It's part of our Constitution that we must be bombing somebody at all times. So, well-known figures, people on Fox, different people that are relatively well respected are starting to come forward. Notice things are awry. We're just repeating the same play, the same scene in a play over and over with a bunch of different names in it. Okay, and I'm telling you, more and more people are starting to catch on. As a matter of fact, when I look at people like blank and blank, I think to myself, come on, are you really that myopic that you can't see this is another setup? I'm talking about famous people. Alex Jones on X was, he came out and said, this is a political earthquake. And what he's talking about is that when President Biden was called out by Trump for using that mechanical pen, to sign all of the pardons. Well, as far as Trump was concerned, no dice. There's no promise that he was even in the room. So they may be all invalid, and he's trying to. So really what they're trying to say is that they're going to invalidate. They're trying to invalidate the entire Biden presidency, which they might do, but I ask to what avail? Sounds like a lot of effort for a whole lot of nothing. And wait a minute. We still have... You know, that, hold on a second. Let me see who this is. Here we go.
Nothing happens. Oh, nobody goes back to jail. Nobody pays for a thing anymore.
You know what? Who would have thought that we would come to this point in the new Trump, you know, golden age presidency where everything's going to turn into happy-go-lucky. We're going to all sell flowers at the airport wearing orange. Good grief. Oh, let's see. What else do we have here? Some stuff that makes it into this list. I wonder what I was thinking before I put it there. I don't want to talk about the economy stuff, like American ships are going to be banned, blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing. Russian tells Rubio, we already talked about them fighting back and forth. We already talked about the skirmishes going on between the ships. Macron said that the European countries do not need Russia's permission to deploy their personnel, even if they are from NATO countries, as peacekeeper in the Ukraine. Yeah. You're going to say that until you see one of those hypersonic missiles heading right at you. This isn't like watching a great apocalyptic movie. This is like watching like one that George Costanza from, him and like Kramer put together, you know, on Seinfeld. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. It's unbelievable that anybody believes this stuff. But I do praise Jesus that when I go through Twitter, I see more and more and more people waking up. The Fifth Fleet has moved essentially over into that area, will probably stay. Iranian missiles are on high alert, according to reports, and their Revolutionary Guard has begun to put the missile batteries in place. The North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, has ordered his military to prepare for nuclear weapons use. So they're not just going in, they're polishing them bad boys up, they're oiling them, they're checking the radar systems and running tests because they want to make sure their intercontinental, in theory, ballistic missiles with nuclear tips working, in theory, are ready to go. And they might be. The Iranian ship, many have said, Zagros, that's that big platoon or pontoon looking, I don't know what it is. It doesn't look like anybody else's Navy ship, but in theory, if it's built on a platoon, pontoon, you know, two steel pontoons, it should be able to hit some pretty high surface speeds, but I'm not really sure that makes a viable warship. Reports indicate that United States has, that there are three carrier task force. That's a fact. Iranian ship Zagros was sunk. That's what they're saying, but there are some counter reports out there suggesting that that was not true, so we'll have to kind of keep our ears out there and see if it really, if it shows back up on a video or, you know, and you can trust the source, that might indicate that they didn't really shoot it, you know, sink it. All right. But there was quite a bit of back and forth going on about that ship being sunk. And the winners, if you're going by pure volume, were that the ship, in fact, the Zagros of Iran was sunk. And I don't know, but I can't really recall seeing another Iranian ship that I could call a combatant ship. Maybe a few motorboats with some angry people waving rifles, but Zagros might have been their only real ship. I'm not sure. But anyway, the White House press secretary comes out and says, you know, with her pretty little, hey, I'm 18 and I have blonde hair, so I can work in the Trump press. I'm just kidding, but I mean, that's what it seems like, right? It's like you know, one of the green rooms for, you know, Fox News. But then she's there and she's trying to be credible and she's just spewing forth the biggest pile of bovine stuff you would ever imagine. Unbelievable. And I'm to the point, I can't, if I see her face on Twitter, I scroll past it. I don't want to hear Trump. I don't want to hear her. I'm not sure if I want to hear Rubio. If I did listen to Vance, it would be for the Hollywood effect. But really, at the end of the day, I'm not sure I want to hear anybody from the United States of Babylon the Great's lying, or, you know who, the Gaza people. Well, not the Gaza people, but the whole thing over there. Everything that's going on over there is a lie. And if anything sneaks out, it's coming from somebody who used to live in Syria, or it's coming from somebody who used to live in Lebanon, and they're just telling people what's actually going on. The rest of it, you can pretty much file it in a circular file, because that's exactly where it belongs. Another report says Israel kills multiple Hamas leaders in a renewed Gaza airstrike. Well, it's renewed, all right. Okay, I'm sure, as a matter of fact, I'd be willing to bet anybody. A nice, crispy Ben Franklin. Okay, maybe I better take that back. We do have enough listeners for that to be a dangerous call. But anyway, I take it back. But I strongly believe that it's not going to back down. It's going to be really bad. As a matter of fact, the 2,000-pound bunker buster bombs that can actually penetrate almost a mile into the ground before they detonate, not full-blown MOABs, but the 2,000-pounders with the really sharp tips, those, they have a whole bunch of those. I saw what appeared to be the belly of a C-130 completely jam-packed on its way to Israel with the 2,000-pounders. And if they use that on Gaza, paving the roads again is going to be a whole nother story. All right. And then last but not least is 8.4 billion rare earth mineral, you know, the value of the rare earth minerals. Should they be dug up? It's not confirmed, but they have started digging a mine or multiple mines in places that they are reasonably sure ought to have rare earth minerals in them. That would be noteworthy for World War III going full tilt, because we would have eliminated all dependencies against likely soon to be, let's just say it, China and Russia, okay? And Turkey's going to be horrible, too, with a 2 million man army. And that's a lot of people. All right, praise God. You know, we're talking about a few hundred thousand when you look at the RF and what they did and the small amount of progress, really. I think they could have made a whole lot of progress more if they wanted to. If they wanted to level the place, they could have leveled the place. But they didn't want to. They have too many people that live in Russia, people that live in the Ukraine, and they are family. They're cousins and aunts and uncles, and the only thing separating them is they're across the border. And Putin's very sensitive to that, which makes him a good person. I can't say that about our, cobra-eyed, Kabbalah-believing Scottish Rite whatever. And goodness gracious, what are all the those who were appointed to the cabinetry? You have to ask yourself about them. I know Pam Bondi's definitely some kind of equivalent of a Mason. She's got pictures on the internet of her doing the proverbial triangle symbol. So the whole situation is up for grabs right now. One thing that doesn't seem to be up for grabs is that they're going in for the kill. Last headline to wrap it up with is U.S. naval forces continue to launch massive airstrikes against Yemen targets, destroying weapons, storage sites, and on and on and on it goes, back and forth. And of course, don't forget the carrier task forces are on the way. Yemen is firing missiles live into Israel. Could be happening right now. At any time, it's reasonable to expect Iran to start dumping missiles on Israel to accelerate things. They're none too pleased about what's going on in Syria with the slaughter of the Christians. And who's paying who and where the money trail ends, and the whole thing is just absolutely unbelievable. It's not good to try to figure it out, because all roads lead to Satan. But anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. It also leads us to our victory. As long as you understand 1 John 1:9, I don't care what you're doing. It says, if we confess of our sins, speak them out loud to our Heavenly Father, and are truly sorry, and intend absolutely not to do it again. If you do it again, you better start praying for help. He is fair and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And then you get to join the rest of us, which are going through everything from chastening to refiner's fire. So when you think you got everything taken care of and the chastening is over, wrong answer. You're going to go through the refiner's fire. And that's not fun. So be prepared for a bumpy road when you make that commitment. But let me tell you what, we are getting close to the first departure. The barley harvest is around the corner. Could it drag out a while? Yes. But one thing we know is full-blown World War III comes shortly. In other words, we could be raptured a few months before that, a year before that. We could be raptured tonight, tomorrow. There's already the UFO buzz out there. The whole world is ready for a giant mothership to show up in the sky. And everybody would believe when NASA came out on TV and said, the aliens took the people. And this news came from somebody we all ought to love with all of our heart, all of our mind, and all of our soul. It came from Jesus. Time to get excited. God bless you all.
That has ever ruled this earth.